Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio and over the phone, we're all over the place today, I have Price City Council member Rick Davis in studio, and I've got Megan Marshall over the phone, and that must mean that, yes, it's getting close and it's time to talk about the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up on the 18th of March. We're going to kind of give you the rundown of what you want to do, if you want to be a part of it, how you can make that happen. And then we're also going to talk, you know, last year's parade was darn near perfect, but we want this one to be more perfect. So we're going to talk all about great things that happened last year, what we're going to do this year, and just get ready to have some fun. Get outside, take the family down into downtown Price, and enjoy what we hope is going to be beautiful weather for a St. Patrick's Day parade. Rick and Megan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
All right, so we're going to start with Rick. Rick, how are you? How are things going?
I am doing well. Thank you for inviting me to be on the radio with you today, Dave.
Anytime. So let's start talking about the St. Patrick's Day parade coming up once again on the 18th of March. You know, I think you guys have all the nominees for the Grand Marshal. You'll be talking about that later on in the week. But let's talk about if someone is interested or wants to be a part of this parade, you know, and then we'll get into kind of the logistics of course, when it is, where it is, what time it is, all those good things. Rick, so take it away, sir.
Okay, thank you, Dave. You know, last year we was doing an interview about the parade, and the weather was pretty good, and it looked like, all right, everybody get out, and it seemed unbelievable that this year we got so much snow and the weather's changed and everything else, but we are going to have a St. Patrick's Day parade on March 18th. It'll be at 12 o'clock, as usual, and, you know, it's just a great time for people to get out there and enjoy themselves, see each other if they've been in the house for all winter and that, and just get out and enjoy themselves. Great, great parade. Megan does a great job out there getting things lined up and that, and we've had participation in the last year. Megan and I were talking, and Dave was, I believe, 42 entrants last year. Hopefully we can have more this year for the parade floats. So one thing I need to caution everybody again, of course, is that you're not allowed to throw the candy from the float. But if you have walkers, then that's allowed, that you can have walkers by your float and hand out the candy to those that are waiting for the parade to pass them by. So,
and that's really important. I had a lot of tragedy last year, not here in town, but upstate, and things were changing. You know, you've just got to be very careful, because anytime you throw candy, kids are going to run out.
Exactly.
So you've just got to be careful and cautious. So if anyone wants to be a part of this parade, it's a very simple process, isn't it, Rick?
It is. It is. Just get on. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, Megan, but I believe we go to PriceCityUtah.com, go to the events, and then all the information that you need to register for your float entrant will be right there, and they can do that online.
That's right. We like to keep it simple, make it easy for you.
All right. And while we got Megan in here now, Megan, let's talk about last year's parade, because it was such a huge success. And I think half of it, or part of it at least, had to do with people were ready to get outdoors again and start going to parades and things like that. But you had a tremendous turnout, and I would ask, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but did it maybe exceed your expectations last year?
I've been thrilled to see the growth year after year for the last 6 years or so, that it has just grown every single year. We beat our float number record every time, and that's just so thrilling to see not only the number of entries, but the quality of the floats. I mean, to see how much effort these businesses and organizations go to decorate their floats and really just make it an impressive sight just tickles me pink every year. I love it.
And we talked before we came on the air, if you are a business or a community-involved, you know, charity or something like that, that just has a lot of community involvement, this is a great way to get your name out there. Because, Megan, I've just got a question for you. What do you charge people to be in the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
$0, Dave. We are absolutely encouraging businesses, nonprofits, even family entries. We want to get your family together to put a float in the parade because it's just a great time to get together and support the community that supports you. It's a fantastic opportunity to get some great exposure in front of countless people and just have a ball doing it.
And you know, every year you and I talk about this, those are my favorite ones, is when a family gets together, even if they just decorate their bicycles and go out, and some of them walk and some of them ride their bikes. I mean, they've got four-wheelers, they've got side-by-sides, all of those things like that. When a family gets together and does something like that, it says something about how they feel about the community and getting out and doing that. And those, once again, those are my favorites. I love those ones. And you know, once again, too, though, businesses, this is completely, totally free advertising. Put a float together, get out there and have some fun in it and enjoy, because there's always some great prizes as well, isn't there, Megan?
That's right. The competition has been getting steeper and steeper. We've got a lot of businesses that really compete hard for those trophies because they're gorgeous. And the bragging rights alone are worth the extra effort you put into your float. The city council does an amazing job of riding around and judging the floats before the parade begins. So you get to show off your trophy during the parade, and the announcers will call it out as you go by. It's just a fantastic, competitive, and exciting opportunity.
So get those floats together. Once again, costs you $0 to do this, and all the information that they need is on Price City's website. Is that correct, Megan?
That's right, PriceCityUtah.com. Under the events tab, will take you right where you need to go.
All right, so once again, everybody that's hearing this, pray for good weather on March 18th, because we want it to be just like it was last year. You couldn't ask for better parade weather in March. And Megan, I know, because we'll talk more about it as well. We've already talked once. Coming up the end of April, of course, you have the Renaissance Festival. Might there be a sighting for some people from the Renaissance Festival in this parade?
That's exactly right. Our community is going to get a sneak peek of some of the incredible entertainment that's coming from all over the state for the Renaissance Fair. So definitely keep an eye out during the St. Patrick's Day parade for them.
All right. So once again, if you have any questions, if you're looking for any information about the St. Patrick's Parade coming up on the 18th of March, just hop on the Price City website. That's priceutah.com, and get on there, look at it, find out all the information that you need. And just get ready to have fun. It's time to get back outside. That spring is not that far away. In fact, on the 18th, I think there's 3 days left after that until the first day of spring in March. Yeah. So get ready for it and get ready to have some fun. Rick Davis with the Price City Council and Megan Marshall, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today about the parade. We appreciate it. And we'll be talking again, I'm sure, once again before the parade. We'll talk one more time. Thanks, lady and gentlemen, for coming in today and talking to us.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.